Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. I pray that you are well and blessed and in perfect health and spirit. This morning I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 10, verses 27 through 37. And he replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. Enjoy active, blessed, endless life in the kingdom of God." And he, determined to acquit himself of reproach, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus, taking him up, replied, "A certain man was going from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him of his clothes and belongings, and beat him and went their way unconcernedly, leaving him half dead as it happened. Now by coincidence, a certain priest was going down along the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. A Levite likewise came down to the place and saw him, and passed by on the other side of the road. But a certain Samaritan, as he traveled alone, came down to where he was, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity and sympathy for him, and went to him and dressed his wounds, pouring on them oil and wine. Then he set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, two days' wages, and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I myself will repay you when I return.' Which of these three do you think proved himself a neighbor to him who fell among the robbers?" He answered, "The one who showed pity and mercy to him." And Jesus replied, "Go and do likewise." Luke 10, 27 and 37. Jesus was questioned, what do we do to live righteously? What do we do to live the life that you want us to live? And God said to love God with everything inside of you, love yourself, love your neighbor. And so he asked in the same breath after he was given one answer, "And who is the neighbor?" And for Jesus, instead of Jesus saying, "The man next to you and the man to the right," he took the time to break it down and give a parable. Here you have a priest passing, you have a Levite who is passing, and then you have this little old Samaritan who wasn't deemed worthy in those days of the Bible, who wasn't deemed to do good for others, or others would look down upon them, especially Jews. And here you have a Jew that's lying on the ground needing help. And who aids him? The Samaritan. Not only does he aid him and keep going, he aids him, he lifts him up, he moves forward, he takes him to his hotel, he takes care of them, he blesses them. In the process of it all, he does all of this. And tells the innkeeper, tells the clerk at the desk, "Whatever you spend other than what I'm leaving you, I'll repay you when I get back." Are you a good Samaritan? Do you love despite your different religious views? Do you love despite your different views of walking in righteousness? Do you love despite how they make you feel? Do you love despite? Are you a good Samaritan? Yeah, I'm not just asking you just to be asking you. I'm asking you to remind you of the last sentence in that verse. Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." This prayer week has been all about self-examination and examining. Today I ask you that you would go and examine yourself just to make sure that you are going and doing likewise. And doing likewise is really being there for everyone. everyone, not just your pick and choose, not just those who you would have to do for and because, oh, I might get something from this, or, you know, this person is nice, let me go do it. Will you do it for? That person is mean as hell, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to help them off the ground. They're on the ground right now. Let me help them up, put them on my shoulder, and walk them to safety. Will you do that? Go and do likewise. Father God, I thank you for your spirit of truth. I thank you for who you are in my life. I thank you for speaking to us this morning and reminding us to be good Samaritans, reminding us to do without expectation, reminding us when it doesn't feel good to still love, reminding us to do as you ask, go and do likewise. Thank you for your word, your message, for who you are. Thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, for your truth, for everything that you're doing for us this morning. Right now, I know someone is dealing with an issue of just hurt from people using them or mistreating them or just not being good to them. And so they're holding in their love for others who really need it. I pray that they would walk this morning in the spirit of forgiveness, where they can forgive those people who have hurt them, move away, and still love, still be able to be open to others. Because if we look at it, those people who we're trying to help and who we're called to help, they didn't do us anything. But because we have been sheltered from past hurt, it keeps us from going and doing likewise to the ones that really need us. This morning, I pray that you would heal those wounds this morning. Release those free from bondage. Give them the love that they need. Be who you call them to be in their own lives. Let your spirit of truth shine up and waking them up like never before. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Be great. Be loved. Go and do likewise. Have an amazing day. God bless you.